December 17th, 2022, 1301 hours, Ward Green here, the day after the big snow. We've got some more snow now, but it was okay because the delivery guy from Amazon was able to get up my driveway quite easily, drove in apparently, and delivered a package. So I got a package to unbox here. It's a fairly sizable one, but that's because there's a heater. A heater in here. Let me see now. Let's just unclip. Move this down. There we go. There we are. So the requisite packing material. Did I say it was 2022, December 17th? I think I did. This is my balaclava. That's one thing. I want to open that up. And these scissors. Is that open? Can I open that? Can I open one? Let's cut it myself. There we go. Good. Here it is. And without damaging the product, it's this beautiful looking. I guess it's this color because it's supposed to be increasing visibility. That's why it's such a bright color for visibility. So it's a balaclava. See if I can put it on here. It's fairly tight. Very tight. I'm not going to be able to put it on with my glasses on. I need to put them on. Too tight for that. I always go by the ratings, you know, like the ratings on Amazon, whether something, nobody said this was any problem with regard to fitting or not fitting. You could always put it on like this, you know, just have it loose around there, or, you know, so it fits quite well on the head part. And then this part, you can pull it up like that. And the neck, actually, is not too tight. It's just a little bit tight getting the neck part over the head, that's all. So that's that one. I don't need to wear that right now. Okay. It's just, I need more of these because when I'm shoveling snow sometimes, they get very wet, you know, and if we have a big snowfall, I need more than one, just because if I don't have time to dry them out or something in between, if I don't want to have to dry them out in between, it's just better to have more than one, right? So that's why I have more than one. But also, I don't wear this one when I'm shoveling snow. This is an indoor only. I want to keep one of them dry all the time. So that's that idea. But then two of these other things arrive, which are similar. So let me get my glasses back on again, because I can't see that distance away. I see well close up, but not without my glasses for anything more than a certain distance. But my eyes can focus without my glasses. They can focus this close because I'm short-sighted. So this is one of these two. One of the two. These are tube scarves, basically tube scarf. I'm gonna get the scissors. Right here, scissors. Okay. I need scissors because they have these little things on them. I guess you can just pull them, but no, I'm not gonna risk damaging anything here. Okay, oh, there's another one. Wait a minute, I'm gonna get this one out first. You just have these little things. Okay, let me try it. I've had 4 hours sleep since last night. Not a lot, but I'm going back to bed, I think, and then I'll get up and finish the driveway in the dark. Probably. I tried to call my firewood person. My firewood guy has also received snow, of course, and so, and the deliveries that he was going to make is probably not a great thing. I mean, if the other delivery he was going to make didn't get their snow cleared in time or whatever, then I'm not sure if he wants to deliver today or not, but I'll call him again just to make sure before I go to sleep here. CTR. Yeah, CTR. They're the same people who made this one that I'm wearing here. Same company, so I'm being brand loyal. These are the neck warmer. Whereas the one the balaclava is CTR, but this is a neck warmer, so see how it goes. Oh my goodness, it's so tight. Why is it so tight? Can't get it over my glasses. They don't make them for people with glasses, that's for sure. This is wrong. I mean, I guess it's going to stretch. It's going to stretch out over time, but I mean, they make them, yeah, it's loose when you get it down here around your neck, so they're making them very tight. But it'll do perfectly for a neck warmer, right? It's just not as heavy as the one I have on. It's not, the fleece is not as heavy as the fleece is. Do I have it on? I don't even have it on, because my room was too warm last night. I decided not to put that, my heavier fleece neck warmer, my heavier fleece tube scarf, I didn't put it on last night. So there's another one of these, because they're getting wet all the time or whatever, you know, if you're shoveling snow, they're getting sweaty, things like that. You want to keep a dry one on your neck to keep you warm, so that's why. They don't cost much. They're not. Where did that one go? Trying to finish this unpacking here. Trying to get these little plastic things cut off. Good, okay. That's two. Or three. One more. So there's the other one. It looks the same as the first one. It's just the same thing, made by CTR. OS, does that mean that's small? I'm not sure whether they have, maybe they had sizes. No, if they had sizes, I would have had to select a size. So, and I don't remember that. I mean, I would have selected a size that was, I would remember selecting the size. So one of these plastic things is on the floor, but I'll find it later, I guess. Let's see what we can do here with the other unboxing. Okay, this is important. This Klein Tools moisture meter for wood. This is a package that came much earlier than what, I mean, I ordered this package later, not earlier. I ordered this one late, you know, later on, and still arrived sooner than the others. I mean, all of these items were ordered very lately, recently, and they still came faster than the other ones for whatever reason. So I'm just cutting the package for this. This is my, okay, cut around the corner here. Is that good? What do you think? Are you okay? The driver doesn't want to drive. I know. It comes with a 9-volt battery, which is nice. So, yeah. Those are the bigger scissors, much heavier scissors. They do a much better job. I need a screwdriver for this. Oh, wow. Okay, so, screwdriver. Okay, we're ready. I'm ready. There's one more item to unbox, too. Look, this is going to be unwrapped. Unwrapping the battery. You want to protect the battery against... Well, here, it's got a tear off. Okay. Tearing off, please. You can tear off the tab. I'm gonna need a screwdriver. A knife? I can do it with a knife, maybe. Well, they did not use a very cheap plastic because it doesn't want to break. There. Now I have it, I think. Good. Okay, so I'll put that in the box for now. There's the battery on the wrap. Now we're just going to get the screwdriver. Battery requires a screwdriver to replace it. Captain screw, looks like. Captain screw. Okay, so... Let me just snap the battery in. Like that. Throw it in place. There it is. Battery connected. Throw it in. Which way to go? You want to go in sideways? No. It won't go in sideways. It would stick up if it went in sideways, so it has to go along. It has to lie flat. Got to get it in flat, or it won't. There we go. But that's going to be tight. Wait a minute. It's really tight. Why? Oh, okay. This has to go this way. I got it. Okay. The wire has to go down. That's it. Okay, I accidentally turned it on. I turned it on. There it is. Put the cover back on. I don't know. Let me get this off again. I don't want to do this... I don't want to do it poorly. I want to make sure that the wires are okay in there and everything. Like, the wires are lying down the best that they can. There's no room on the side of the battery. The wire has to lie underneath it. That's what it looks like. No other room in the battery compartment for the wire at all. None. So, okay, we'll get it here. It slides in at the top first, and then it presses down. What does this thing go into? Like, does it go into metal? Yeah, it goes into metal. Okay, good. It's a screw that goes into metal, so it's not going to strip out in plastic. It's not going into plastic. So it will hold because it's going into metal. It should hold. But you don't want to over-tighten it, though. Okay, so there. You want to be very gentle with it. So, overload. Mode. Masonry. Hardwood. Hardwood. Overload. 2.5%, my finger. So, I don't know. What's that say? 1.1%? Yeah, 1.1%. So I mean, if I put it up against wood, should be able to put it over here. Hardwood. 4.5%. 4.7%. 4.5% is what it says. The moisture content of this oak is. That's 6%. 5.4%. It doesn't have to make contact with the wood. It can just be close. And it will give you a reading. 4.9. 5.3. So I'm getting readings, which is good for hardwood. Softwood. That would be different. Let's see this cardboard. 8.8% for this cardboard. It's telling me. I'm considering that a softwood. Drywall, I could do drywall. Or masonry. You could tell me the moisture content of all those different materials. Masonry, hardwood, softwood, or drywall. So that's pretty good. Turn it off. Holds the power button, and it goes off. So I pressed the power button by accident. That's how I turned it on, and there it is. That's my moisture meter. I'll have to put this somewhere where I'll be able to find it. So I'll be able to use it, right? But that's now the last item. This is the most important one. Actually, the most important one is this one. Because it's... it's a heater. Electric heater. And what does it say on the box? Two speeds. Okay, well, let's try it. Let's see how long the cord is. Done with that knife. Okay, let's see. Let's cut the packing. Foam and an instruction manual. Very simple instruction manual. Just okay. Okay. Fine. Fine. Now. Okay. There's this. The cord. Let's see what the cord is like. Oh. Let's see. There's plastic on it. Okay. One of those plastics doesn't want to come off. Okay. It came off. Good. Turned on already. They always put the switch in the on position so that you, when you plug it in, you don't forget to turn it on, I guess. That, to me, they would never do that. I don't think they used to do that at all. But anyway. let's start plugging this in over here. There we go. We got that the cord reached the floor. Not really. Hang on. The cord is a bit twisted here. I'm going to unkink it. So unkink the cord. I think this will reach the floor. But if it doesn't reach the floor, it's not much good, is it? So I just have to plug it into an extension cord. That's all. By the way, my muscles are not sore despite 7 hours of continual heavy snow shoveling. It did not make my muscles sore. In fact, it was really good for my back. It was the best thing of all that my back could have had. It really was. Because I had a problem with my back, and it was better after that work I did, shoveling all that snow. It was a lot of snow. There's still more to do, but I'm not worried about it now. So here we have it. Here's the heater plugged into the extension cord. It has a very short cord on the heater, but that's an advantage when you don't need a long cord. So here we go. We're going to turn it on. Okay, it might keep blowing for a while after you knock it over, but it will shut off automatically when you knock it over or when you turn it on. Now it's on. Okay, power. Good. Power. It's got a power button in addition to the switch on the back. It has both. Two power buttons. You have to have them both on. You have to press the button on the top after you turn on the button on the back. That's a good safety feature. And then it's got a fan right now. So, no, it oscillates. No, it doesn't. Let's see. We lay it on the floor. It went off. That's what happened. Because I wasn't putting any pressure on the bottom of it, maybe. So it's got heat right now. Producing heat. Quite a lot of heat. Good amount of heat. So that's low, I think. It's less bright. The light inside became less bright. And that's brighter light. That might be. Doesn't feel like an RV. Okay, I'm going to go. I've got a call coming in. Right. Yeah. I'm done. I'm done the video, but I didn't end it. I just want to sign off, and then we'll be back. 2 seconds, okay? So, that's all for this video. This is Ward Green, December 17th, 2022. 13, 26 hours. I love you. Bye for now.